State oil company Petróleos de Venezuela said it paralyzed exports to Exxon and cut all commercial ties with the Texas-based firm late Tuesday. Venezuelan officials accused the firm of economic harassment after Exxon won a court order in Europe freezing $12 billion in Venezuelan assets abroad. In recent days, Venezuelan officials have threatened to cut off all sales to the United States, which is Venezuela's top customer. Tuesday's decision, however, only affects a small portion of oil exports. Former head of Latin America operations for Amoco Oil, Jorge Piñon, says the move against Exxon will have little impact on the U.S. oil industry.
Most likely that amount of oil will still come into the U.S., but instead of going to Exxon, we'll go to Citgo, which, as you know, is a wholly owned subsidiary of Petróleos de Venezuela.
ExxonMobil declined to comment on Venezuela's announcement, but a senior executive said the company hopes to negotiate for compensation of its assets in Venezuela. The U.S.-based firm is seeking payment for oil installations that Caracas agreed to take over last year after the two sides failed to negotiate a new contract. ExxonMobil says the assets are worth as much as $2 billion, and Venezuela says the value is much lower. Venezuelan officials have accused Washington of taking an active role in the legal dispute in an effort to harm Venezuela. This week, Foreign Minister Nicolas Maduro said the country would defend its oil policies and its sovereignty.
Ese clan que gobierna los Estados Unidos de Norteamérica no ha descansado ni descansará.
Maduro says the U.S. government is trying to destabilize Venezuela and convert the nation into what he called an oil-producing colony. Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Dana Perino said the issue between Venezuela and ExxonMobil is a civil matter, referring to other pending lawsuits.
When there's a litigation that's ongoing, different parties will say anything to try to win over on an argument, and it's not something that the federal government is going to get involved in.
Oil experts say the dispute over compensation could last several years before the two sides reach an agreement. But they say the export cutoff will have little impact on world oil prices because ExxonMobil has limited activities in Venezuela. Piñon adds that Venezuela is unlikely to carry out threats of further cuts of exports to the U.S. because it relies on American customers and refineries to process its heavy crude.
There are not many countries in the world or not many refineries in the world that can handle heavy oil, crude oil from Venezuela. So the main challenge is going to be to Venezuela, not to the United States.
Venezuela has said it is pursuing new refinery projects in Nicaragua, Ecuador, and other countries to reduce its reliance on the United States. Brian Wagner, VOA News, Miami.